Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Hope you check those out. Ross Kembrowski is our guest. He's a great member of our Brain Trust, founder and CEO of CrowdSpring. We're talking about marketing, folks. We're talking about this getting educated, having a marketing plan, budgeting, having a budget that you've developed, that you stick to, devoting the time to marketing that you have to do. You can't be passive about it anymore, folks. You've got to be deliberate and intentional about your marketing plan. Hey, Ross, for most small business owners, whenever you talk about marketing, any aspect of marketing, they'll listen. Many times they'll be very patient, but what they're really can't wait for you to get to is, when's it going to convert into a lead, right?
Well, so ultimately, marketing is tricky because if one of the single biggest answers I hear from business owners when I ask about marketing, I talk to a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners, is what do you do for marketing? And the answer often is, I have no time. And when I'm running my business, I just don't have time to market. And I always marvel at that answer because that's like saying I don't have time to breathe. Right. Marketing is really the core of the business. And so, in a sense, one of the biggest challenges for business owners when it comes to marketing is getting it done right. And so you want to have as many leads as you can. You want to have as many customers as you can. The problem is if you're trying to do everything yourself, you're never going to get it done. And so one of the most important things to overcome this no-time phenomenon is to figure out what to delegate, what to automate, and what to outsource. So I'll give you an example.
Say that again. I like that. Say that again.
So what to delegate, what to automate, and what to outsource. And so these are the three things that are really important when you just feel like you don't have any time. And I'll walk through those examples backwards. So outsourcing. It's the reason we started CrowdSpring. I had a personal experience. We were trying to get some design done at the time I was a lawyer for my law firm. So CrowdSpring today helps businesses of all sizes, entrepreneurs and agencies, with design and naming for every stage of their business. And we've helped over the past 10 years, over 50,000 businesses around the world with things like logo design, web design, print design, product design. And so if a business owner is trying to create designs themselves, they're trying to create a product brochure, they're trying to create a logo for their business, they're trying to create the website, in virtually all cases, that person isn't the most qualified person to do whatever they're trying to do. Instead of focusing on leads or sales, they're spending a lot of time in creating busy work, working on things that may potentially help, but are not going to help as well as somebody like CrowdSpring or a freelancer could help promote their business. And so outsourcing is a really key component of getting done what you need for your business, whether it's social media marketing or design like you would get on CrowdSpring. The second thing I mentioned was automating. And automating really is about doing some of the things that you would do normally, but trying to automate it so that you're not constantly manually doing all of these things. And I'll give you an example when it comes to lead generation. So one of the things that we've been playing around with is chatbots. Now, we've all seen them as consumers. We'll go to a site and we'll see this little chat box that'll all of a sudden right. open and start talking to you. Sometimes there's a human behind that chat box. Sometimes there's
I've used those things. They're very handy.
They are handy, and for different businesses, they can work really well. So we've been experimenting with an artificial intelligence chatbot that will start a very simple conversation with people who visit our site to see if they would like a free design consultation. It's something that we offer. We think a lot of businesses benefit from it. It gives us a chance to automate something that would normally require us a lot of people to do. And once this chatbot starts talking to a person, if the person is interested, we can always have a live person on our customer support team take over that conversation. So we couldn't possibly talk to every single visitor if we needed humans to do that. Mm-hmm. And so we've been experimenting with chatbots to automate some of that process. And if you have an online business, that's something that you can definitely try. I'll mention a couple of companies.
See, this is an example. This is an example, Ross, of what I'm talking about when I'm when I say to small business owners, you don't have to win the race when you go up against Amazon in the marketplace and online. You have to, you got a Main Street business, you got a brick and mortar operation, but you also have a website, you also have e-commerce, etc. And I've told them you don't have to win that race, but you do have to run in the race. You have to participate in the race. You have to show at least a minimum effort in the expectations that people have for technology. And something like a chatbot would go a long way to make to help a someone who might be more predisposed to go to Amazon to hang in there with you. What do you think, Ross? Last thoughts.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, the way I look at it is if you're opening a restaurant in your town and you're serving frog's legs and none of the people in your town eat that kind of food, you're going to have a hard time building an audience. And so if everybody's eating eggs and omelets and McMuffins and whatever it is they're eating, you've got to serve them the kind of food they're familiar with and do it better, obviously. And so in this case, if you're online in a digital in a trying to reach digital customers, even if your business is analog and retail, you have to do the kinds of things that these customers are expecting.
What's their expectations? You got to mess their expectations. Hey, David. Ross. I need your website quickly.
Crowdspring.com,
Ross Kimberaski. Hey, Ross, good job today. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.